Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Caught up in regrets from the past or worries about the future, missing out on the beauty of right now. You know that feeling when you look back and think, man, I wish I had, or get caught in a spiral of what if? Yeah, we've all been there. That's exactly why today's episode is all about finding balance in the chaos, about embracing the present moment, letting go of that mental baggage, and mastering our emotions. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Life throws curveballs, disappointments happen, and anxieties creep in. But what if we could learn to navigate those storms with grace and resilience? What if we could train our minds to focus on the here and now, to savor the small joys, and to truly live instead of just existing? That's the power of embracing the present moment. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you shift your perspective and unlock a more peaceful, fulfilling life. 1. Regret is a thief. It steals our joy by keeping us fixated on what we could have done instead of what we can do now. Dwelling on past mistakes only fuels negativity and hinders growth. Instead, view those experiences as valuable lessons, stepping stones that led you to where you are today. Remember, the past is history, the future is a mystery, but the present moment is your gift. 2. Anxiety is a predictor, not a prophet. It's like constantly worrying about a storm before it even hits. We get caught up in what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, draining our energy and creating unnecessary stress. Instead of letting anxiety control you, acknowledge those thoughts without judgment and gently redirect your focus to something grounding. Take deep breaths, engage your senses, or practice mindfulness meditation. 3. Live intentionally. Think about it like this life is a blank canvas and every moment is a brushstroke. Are you painting with passion and purpose? Setting intentions for each day can help you stay aligned with what truly matters to you. It's about making conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling life, not just going through the motions. 4. Practice gratitude. This one might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, shifts your focus away from what you lack and towards what you already have. It cultivates a sense of contentment and joy that radiates outwards. Try keeping a gratitude journal, or simply take a moment each day to reflect on 3 things you're grateful for. Find your flow. Ever get lost in an activity so much that time seems to disappear? That's flow state, when you're fully engaged and absorbed in what you're doing. Identify activities that bring you joy and challenge you, then make time for them regularly. It could be anything from painting, playing music, hiking, or even just having a deep conversation with a friend. Think about the last time you were truly present. Maybe it was a sunset walk, a shared meal with loved ones, or simply a moment of quiet contemplation. How did it feel? Probably amazing, right? That's the power of being fully present. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time I tried to bake that elaborate chocolate cake for my sister's birthday? You know, the one with the intricate frosting and all the fancy decorations. Well, let's just say it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption than a dessert masterpiece. I was so focused on making it perfect, worrying about every little detail, that I completely lost track of the joy in the process. By the time the cake was done, I was exhausted and stressed out, and it tasted pretty bad too. But then my sister just looked at me with a smile and said, "It's the dot that counts, Logan." And you know what? She was right. The lesson here: sometimes we get so caught up in striving for perfection that we forget to enjoy the journey. The present moment is not about achieving some end goal, it's about savoring every step along the way. So, let go of the need to control everything and allow yourself to be fully present in each experience. So, remember, regret is a thief, anxiety is a predictor, not a prophet. Live intentionally, practice gratitude, and find your flow. Embrace the present moment, it's all we truly have. Take a deep breath, let go of what you can't control, and focus on making this day amazing. Want to dive deeper? Share your thoughts on this episode on social media using #TheBalanceStoic. And remember, there's a new episode every single day, so subscribe and join me on this journey to emotional mastery and self-control. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom with a twist.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.